Officer Connor doesn't mean to imply anything, Mr. Mann, Quincy said calmly, holding up his hands in a soothing gesture. It's simply her job to ask these kinds of questions. Of course we appreciate the help you gave on the day of the shooting. Mann turned to Quincy, obviously still unsure. Quincy smiled warmly. I just thought we were going to be speaking about Danny, Mann said after a moment. I wasn't expecting this kind of attack. Police interviews can be intense, Quincy said diplomatically. Of course we consider everyone innocent until proven guilty. Mann looked pointedly at Rainey. She lifted one shoulder in a negligent shrug. Pretty boy had no alibi and got really defensive really fast, she thought. Then again, the student he'd been counseling had allegedly murdered 3 people. It probably didn't let him sleep well at night. Back to Danny O'Grady, Quincy encouraged. I don't know what I can tell you there, Mann said sulkily. Some of it is privileged. Quincy beamed at him. He said with a saccharine sweetness that nearly made Rainey roll her eyes, Of course. I would never ask a psychologist to violate his oath by breaching client confidentiality. Even general information would be helpful. Mann had to think about it. He finally sank back down into his seat, steepled his hands in front of him, and regarded the FBI agent more intently. I honestly don't know much, he said at last. I just started talking to Danny a few weeks ago, and the first few sessions were small talk. You know, establishing trust, building a rapport. We hadn't had a chance to get into these things.
These things take time.
We talked a little bit about Danny's interest in computers, Mann offered. Danny really loved surfing the net, playing around with programming. He never flat out admitted it, but I got the impression he might be involved with hacking. The computer was exciting to him, but also a challenge.